Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notaries Podcast. Today up we'll summarize and review the book. Reminiscences of a Stock Operator is a fictionalized biography that narrates the life of Jesse Livermore, a legendary trader who navigated the turbulent waters of the stock market in the early 20th century. Authored by Edwin Lefebvre and first published in 1923, this book has stood the test of time, offering an invaluable glimpse into the mind and methods of an exceptional trader. Through its engaging narrative, the book captures the highs and lows of Livermore's career, from his spectacular wins to his devastating losses and his eventual understanding of the market's inner workings. It's not merely a story of financial triumphs and defeats, but a detailed account of the psychological and strategic challenges that traders face. The lessons encapsulated within its pages remain remarkably relevant, making it a timeless guide for those interested in stock trading and the dynamics of financial markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the psychology of trading. One of the central themes of Reminiscences of a Stock Operator is the psychological aspect of trading. The book delves deep into the mental fortitude required to succeed in the volatile world of stock trading. It discusses at length the importance of discipline, patience, and the ability to adhere to one's own rules and strategies in the face of market fluctuations. Lefebvre, through the experiences of Livermore, illustrates how the most significant battles traders face are often with themselves, overcoming fear, greed, and the herd mentality that can lead to costly mistakes. The narrative showcases how Livermore's successes and failures were closely tied to his psychological state, teaching readers that managing one's emotions is as crucial as managing one's investments. Secondly, the importance of timing. Timing is another crucial element that Reminiscences of a Stock Operator highlights as vital for trading success. The book illustrates how Jesse Livermore's keen sense of timing, his ability to decide when to buy or sell, was instrumental in his trading strategy. Livermore often emphasized the significance of being in tune with the market's rhythm and understanding that being early or late could mean the difference between profit and loss. Through various anecdotes, Lefebvre illustrates the importance of patience, waiting for the right moment to act rather than being swayed by impulsive decisions. This concept extends beyond merely knowing the market trends, underlining the importance of strategic entry and exit points in trading. Thirdly, market trends and patterns. Lefebvre spends a considerable part of the book discussing Livermore's approach to identifying and leveraging market trends and patterns. Reminiscences of a Stock Operator reveals how Livermore's success was partially owing to his exceptional ability to read the market's movements and make predictions based on observed patterns. The book introduces readers to the concept of pivot points, market phases, and the significance of volume and price movements. It underscores the necessity for traders to not only study past and present market conditions, but also to apply this knowledge to forecast future movements effectively. Through Livermore's story, readers learn the importance of continual learning and adaptation in the ever-changing landscape of the stock market. Fourthly, the role of speculation. Speculation plays a substantial role in the narrative of Reminiscences of a Stock Operator. The book differentiates between speculation and gambling, with Livermore's career serving as a case study in speculative trading done right. Through careful analysis, disciplined approach, and controlled risk-taking, speculation is presented as an art form that, when mastered, can lead to significant gains. Lefebvre discusses how Livermore's methodical speculation, based on research and observation rather than whims, set him apart from the average gambler who relies purely on luck. The book discusses the nuances of speculative trades and provides insights into managing risks and leveraging information for strategic advantages. Lastly, learning from losses. A theme recurrent throughout Reminiscences of a Stock Operator is the educational value of losses. Lefebvre recounts several instances of Livermore's financial setbacks and how each loss contributed to refining his trading strategies. The narrative emphasizes that losses, while difficult, are invaluable learning experiences that provide insights which successes cannot. Livermore's philosophy of embracing his mistakes, analyzing what went wrong, and adapting his strategies accordingly is a powerful lesson for traders of all levels. This topic highlights the importance of resilience, the ability to recover from setbacks, and the continuous evolution of a trader's approach based on both successes and failures. In conclusion, Reminiscences of a Stock Operator is essential reading for anyone interested in the financial markets, trading, or the psychology of investing. It's especially beneficial for those who seek to understand not just the mechanics of the stock market, but also the mental discipline required to navigate it successfully. Through the life and career of Jesse Livermore, readers gain insights into the importance of patience, discipline, continuous learning, and the courage to trust one's own judgment. The book offers timeless lessons that are as relevant today as they were a century ago, making it an invaluable resource for both novice and experienced traders. In a world where the markets are more accessible and volatile than ever, the wisdom contained within its pages can help guide one towards making informed and strategic decisions in both trading and life. If you would like to support Edwin Lefebvre, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.